Good morning. It's good to see everyone. We do have quite a few of our number on the road, it looks like. Today's song service is going to focus on Jesus, different aspects of his life, different times of his life, different things that he did. We'll read a passage and then we'll sing a song or two that relates to that passage. And several men have agreed to help me. I don't know if I got an order out to everyone. I will start out, then Grady, Sam, Kyle, Jeff. I will do one more, then Rusty, Kevin, Eddie, and then the Lord's Supper. Benson will lead a song. We'll have the contribution and then a song before the invitation. Our first song will be number 377. We'll sing that in just a second. But before we do, I'll be reading a passage from the first chapter of John. John chapter 1. John 1, beginning in verse 1, says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." Number 377. For time's sake, I will lead only the first verse of this song and then turn it over to Grady. So me, when we behold the wonders of creation, the fires that bloom, the raindrops as they fall, the spacious skies and life's perpetuation, we cannot doubt that God controlled it all.
Passage from Matthew chapter 8, starting in verse 14. "And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she rose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." Number 664. "He took my burdens all away, up to a brighter day. He gave me a song, a wonderful song,
a wonderful song I now can sing. In my heart joy bells ring.
He gave me a song,
he gave me a song.
Sin and doubt, oh praise his name,
oh praise his name.
He
Next reading will be from Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he had sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's foot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." Next song will be number 150. 150.
Purer in heart, O God, help me to be. May I devote my life wholly to Thee. Watch Thou my wayward feet. Guide me with Thou so sweet.
And last verse.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth Thou hast for me. Place in my hands a wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently
453. We'll also sing the first and last verse.
O Christian, do not hide your light, for ye are the light of the world. But keep it trimmed and burning bright, for ye are the light of the world. For ye are the light of the world.
John 14, verses 1 through 6. John 14, 1 through 6. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Sing number 596, As Grace Reaches Me. 596. Go in deeper than the ocean and wider than the sea is the grace of the Savior for sinners like me. Sent from the Father, and it thrills my soul just to feel Number 647, The Way That He Loves. Number 647. The way that he loves is as fair as the day that blesses my way with life. The way that he loves is as soft as the breeze caressing the trees at night. So tender and precious is he.
For our next song, I'll be reading from Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 18, we read, "Now when Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to depart to the other side of the sea. Then a scribe came and said to him, 'Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go.' Jesus said to him, 'The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.'" Number 498. We will sing the first verse only of this song, 498. No, sweet are the promises, kind is the word, dear far than any message man.
The next reading will be from Matthew 8, verses 23 through 27. Matthew 8. Now when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him, and suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. But he said to them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, Who can this be, that even the winds and the sea obey him? We'll sing number 689. 689, first and third verses. Master, the tempest is raging, the billows are tossing high, the sky is o'ershadowed with blackness, no shelter or help is nigh. Carest thou not that we perish? How canst thou lie asleep, when each moment so madly is spread?
Went with them to the place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, sit here while I go over there and pray. And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me. And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, My Father, if it possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, So could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again, for the second time, he went away and prayed, My Father, if this cannot pass until I drink it, your will be done. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went and prayed for a third time, saying the same words again. And then he came to his disciples and said to them, Sleep and take your rest later on. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. Number 635. 635, verses 1 and 3. In the Bible, we read of a beautiful prayer. A prayer sent from heaven above. It was prayed by a heart that was laden with care. And filled with such wonderful love. When he was praying, Jesus was praying.
Matthew 27. We'll read there verses 22 through 31. Pilate said to them, And then what shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ? They all said, Let him be crucified. And he said, Why? What evil has he done? But they shouted all the more, Let him be crucified. So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves. And all the people answered, His blood be on us and on our children. Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him, and they stripped him. They put a scarlet robe on him and twisted together a crown of thorns. They put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him and put him up and led him away to crucify him. If you're using the songbook, it's song number 580, 10,000 Angels. In Matthew 26 and 53, it's recorded there. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall give me more than 12 legions of angels. We will not sing the chorus except the last verse, and we'll sing all four verses.
They bound the hand of Jesus in the garden where he prayed. They led him through the streets in shame. They sat upon the Savior, so pure and free from sin. They said, crucify him, he stood away.
Father in heaven, we come before you at this time, praying for those who are about to partake of the Lord's Supper. We pray that the ones doing so will be done in a manner pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we see the hands of those who need to partake? If you'll raise your hands.
Is anybody over there?
Bow with me, please. Our dearest, kind, loving, gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time that we have to gather around this table to remember the blood that was shed upon the cross so that we may have a hope of everlasting life with you, Lord. Lord, I pray that those who partake of this fruit juice of the vine that represents that blood, I pray that they do it in a manner that is pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Is there anyone at this time that needs to lay by in store?
Next passage we read from this morning will be Matthew 28. We'll begin in verse 1. It says, "Now after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the grave. And behold, a severe earthquake had occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and set upon it. And his appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. Come see the place where he was lying. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going ahead of you into Galilee, and there you will see him. Behold, I have told you.' And they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to report it to his disciples." The song we will sing is number 174, "Christ Arose."
Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day. Jesus, my Lord,
up from the grave he arose.
Thank all the men who helped put this service on. Our last passage we'll look at will be from Luke, the 24th chapter. I'll read from Luke 24. We'll sing one last song and then we'll close. Kyle will give an invitation. From Luke chapter 24, let's read beginning in verse 13. And behold, two of them were going that very day to a village named Emmaus, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all the things which had taken place. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself approached and began traveling with them. But their eyes prevented them from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are these words that you are exchanging with one another as you are walking?" And they stood still, looking sad. One of them, named Cleopas, answered and said to him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem and unaware of the things which have happened here in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "The things about Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word in the sight of God and all the people. And now the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to the sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, it is the third day since these things happened. But also some women among us amazed us. When they were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just exactly as the women also had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'O foolish men and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory?' Then beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures. And they approached the village where they were going, and he acted as though he were going further. But they urged him, saying, 'Stay with us, for it is getting toward evening, and the day is now nearly over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he had reclined at the table with them, he broke the bread and blessed it, and breaking it, he began giving it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to one another, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining the scriptures to us?' And they got up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found gathered together the 11 and those who were with him." We'll close by singing number 53. Number 53 will be the last song we'll sing today. The first verse only of number 53. No, Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Sons of men. Thou earth reply, that. I'd like to thank everyone for doing that. If you would mark number 305 will be our last song. 305.
Thank you, Blake, for organizing this, and I echo your thanks to all the men that have led us in our songs and study of God's Word today. I'd like us to end our time together. If you go with me to the book of Hebrews, to Hebrews chapter 3, I'd like us to read just a few verses in Hebrews chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. The text says, "Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house." The beginning of this passage, the Hebrew writer urges us to consider Jesus Christ. Today, as we've sung songs about Jesus, we've read scriptures about him, we have been considering Jesus Christ. But I ask you the question personally, in your own life, have you considered Jesus Christ? Is he the Lord of your life? Is he your Savior? That can only be true if you have put on Christ. The Bible teaches us that if we are to accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, if we are to have him as the apostle and high priest of our confession, we must put our faith in him as the Son of God, have the courage to confess that faith before men, repent of sin that separates us from God, and be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. The Bible teaches us that when we are baptized into Christ, we put on Christ as if we were putting on a garment. As we abide faithfully in his word, we are his children. We are brethren with Christ. We are children of God. We are his disciples. We are his people. If you've never done that, all things are ready and prepared this morning that we could assist you in that. If as a child of God, there's some way in which you haven't been considering him in your life as you ought to, we would urge you today to make that right while we have the opportunity. If we can help you, won't you come while we stand and sing?
There's a stranger at the door. Let us say to him, let us say to him, he has been there all before. Let him in there. He is gone. Let him in the Holy One. Jesus Christ, the Lord.
It's good to be here today. Let's remember all of those mentioned in in our prayers this coming week, and look forward to the Bible study, summer Bible study. Don't forget the meeting to follow, and midweek Bible study to come up here this Wednesday. Do the elders have anything else? Chris, will you lead us in prayer, and we'll be dismissed.